Don't tell me you're a prophet and then go out and tell me you're sleeping with some other woman and you divorce your wife. That ain't a man of God. A man of God don't do that. A man of God is obedient to God's word. A man of God is faithful to his wife, and he was willing to die for that girl. That's a man of God. He don't go out and mess with another woman. But anyway, that man did. Now then, 19 and 20. Let's go on here. And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered and knit together, increased with the increase of God. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? I mean, are we dead? We're supposed to be. I think with all my heart that the majority, I don't know what the percentages are, but I believe with all my heart the majority of the church has fell from grace and they're living under the law. Because, you know, if you're not under the law, you can't be sick. You cannot be made sick unless you're, if you're living under grace and you're dead to sin, you cannot be sick according to God's word. It cannot come upon you. So if sickness and disease is having its heyday with you, you have fell from grace, you have sinned, and you're not doing what God says. Or if your finances are not met, if you're broke and nothing you do seems to be right, you just don't have enough money to make it from payday to payday, there is something wrong with your walk with God. I mean, it just God promised in His Word that if you obey me and do everything I say, I will make everything you set your hands to prosper. Is that what He said? That's what He said. So if there's something wrong and you can't pay your bills, and of course I have people come to this church all the time begging for money. All the time. They need money. They can't make it. Are you a Christian? Well, yeah. Where do you go to church? Well, go somewhere here or there, somewhere else or whatever. But I say, hey, you know, you're not doing what God says, or you wouldn't be in this situation. You wouldn't be homeless if you're serving God. He promised to take care of you if you obey Him. Well, somebody says, that don't sound very compassionate to me. Well, I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. You know, that's the way it is. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of this world, then why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Well, let's see what these are. Verse 21 and 22. Touch not, taste not, and handle not. You know, in other words, there's all kinds of rules that tells us, don't touch that, you know, don't taste that, you know, don't handle that. He says, which all are to perish with the using. There's things God made after the commandments and doctrines of men. Verse 23. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in not worship and humility, in will worship and humility, and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Let's read that pull that verse 23 up in the NLT, and let's see if that's easier to understand in the NLT than it is the King James. It says, these rules may seem wise because they require strong devotion. And boy, they do. Some of those rules require strong devotion. Humility and severe bodily discipline. But they have no effect when it comes to conquering a person's evil thoughts and desires. That's a whole lot easier to read in that one. These rules may seem wise because they require strong devotion, humility, and severe bodily discipline. But they have no effect when it comes to conquering a person's evil thoughts and desires. Now then, let's just stop and think about what we've just read, the whole thing. According to these rules, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, He took and you accepted Him as Lord and Savior, how many of your list of sins did He nail to His cross? All of them. Did He set you free, Rosemary? You were totally free right there, right? In other words, Satan, which had all kinds of legal claim to you at the time you accepted Jesus, all of a sudden, he's disarmed. He can't look at, he said, look, Lord, he said, look down the list. He said, Lord, I had a list that was this long. I could go get this girl on this, 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 and this. But he said, now then the list is nailed to your cross and it's gone. I don't have a single thing I can go get her with. Is that good news? Yeah. He took away the devil's right. He disarmed him. Totally. And then he gave us a total freedom. Can, according to the scripture we just read, can I eat any kind of meat I want to? Can I? Yeah. Can I drink what I want to? Yeah. Do I have to worry about any kind of holy days anymore? No. How about the Sabbath? It names it, doesn't it? Don't let anybody deceive you that you have to keep the Sabbath. Is that what it said, Richard? So, do I have to keep the Sabbath anymore? What if I want to? Am I free to do that? Sure. If I want to keep the Sabbath every Saturday, go to church on Saturday, praise God, I'm free. I can go to church, if I want to go to church Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I can do that too, can't I? Sure, I'm free every day. I am a free man by the power of Jesus Christ. I am under no bondage of no kind. According to the Word. Is that what it said? Okay. Now then, let's go to Galatians chapter 4, verse 28 through 31. Galatians 4, 28 through 31. Now, we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. When you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you became the child of promise. Just like Isaac. Isaac was the child of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit. Now, did Isaac, did Ishmael, did he torment Isaac? Yeah, that's why Sarah had him driven away. Because the little guy, you know, which was several years older than Isaac when Isaac came, and he began to be a little man, Ishmael, he tormented him and gave him all kinds of trouble. And that's when Sarah says, take the woman. Of course, now, who was it that had the woman sleep with her husband? Sarah. Boy, did she ever mess up. We're still suffering that, aren't we, girl? That's unfortunate that that's there, but that obviously was in God's plan because he even said, I'll make a great nation out of him, and he has. And boy, are they hell on earth. You know, the people that come out of that, they're the Muslims. And they're the ones that's terrorizing the world. But that's what he did when he was a little guy. He terrorized Isaac. He says, now we, brethren, as Isaac was, or we are, was, as he was, we are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. So that's still going on today. Verse 30 and 31. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free woman. We're free. Now let's go to the next chapter, 5, verses 1 through 26, and let's see what chapter 5, verses 1 says. Galatians 5, 1. So stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. What does liberty mean? Freedom. Is that what it says? Stand fast. I mean, you know, stand your ground. I am free in Christ. I don't care what you tell me. I don't care if somebody walks with me and they're a PhD of 9 degrees that you don't understand the Word of God. You got to keep the Sabbath. I'm standing on the freedom of the Word of God. Is that what you're doing, Kim? Yes. I'm standing. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty or the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free. If Christ has made us free, are you free? Yes. Yes. But most Christians are living in bondage. I mean, they have to do everything a certain way. You know, I know great Christian people that tell me, Thurman, I mean, I've had them preach to me, Thurman, you got to keep the Sabbath. You got to start keeping the Sabbath. I've had some emails lately with people tell me, you are such a great man of God. God does so many things for you. I can only imagine what he'd do for you if you would just keep his law, like he says, and start serving him on the Sabbath. I say, hey, I'm free. No, you're not. You're not free. You're under the law. Oh, boy. Here we go. So what Paul tell me to do? Stand fast on my freedom. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty or the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free. If Christ made me free, guess what? I am free and free indeed. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In other words, these people were in bondage all their life. That's like last Sunday when I was talking about the Pharisees and Sadducees. When Jesus said they're under bondage, they said, we're not under bondage. We have never been under bondage, so no man, we're free. They're almost as free as we are today, aren't they, Scott? You know, you can do a whole lot of things. I just happen to think, when you're a contractor today, you say, I have freedom. No, you don't know that. We don't know what the word freedom means. You go to build a building or anything. I mean, I remember that years ago, my little 100 acres of land here is not in the city of Northlake. I am one of the only areas in a big area here that's not in Northlake. But years ago when I started building my house over there, when I started coming out of the ground with it, with the framing, a guy drove up there and he says, good afternoon, sir. He says, I'm a Northlake building inspector. I want to know where your permit's at to build this house. I said, I don't have a permit. He said, this job is shut down. I said, no, it's not shut down. I said, you only have jurisdiction in Northlake. He said, well, you're in Northlake. I said, oh, no, I'm not. I said, the city of Northlake came to me and begged and pleaded. The mayor even come up here and begged and pleaded for me to join the city of Northlake. And I told him, no, I was not in Northlake. I ain't never going to be in Northlake because when I want to do something, I don't want some city telling me what I can and cannot do and how I got to do it. I said, now, sir, you go back up there to the city hall and you look and find out that this little piece of property is not in Northlake. If you find it is, then come back to see me. But I said, if it's not, then don't bother me no more. He never came back because I'm not in the Northlake. I knew I wasn't. Now then, do I have the freedom out here on this little piece of property to build what I want to, when I want to, how I want to? Oh, it's so wonderful. You know, when we had the deal, we had to build this church in 2 months. If I'd have been in Northlake, I couldn't have got the engineering drawings done and the approval done for probably 6 months. That's the way they do business. Are you free? No, you ain't free. I dealt with building contractors and building inspectors all over the United States of America with the corporations I built buildings for. And I remember the big building I built in Detroit. It took us a year and a half to get the building permits approved before we could start on the building. A year and a half.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, We Are Free Indeed, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.